I'm a passenger on the bus. I'm enjoying the ride.
That's all right. Okay, today is Daf Hey, and we are two lines from the bottom on Daf Dalet Amud Beis 4b,
right near the end.
Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says 4b, right near the end. Probably as far down as it
gets. What happened to what's his name's microphone?
The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. Well, he wants a file to upload. It's a whole thing.
I've never actually seen his website.
I'm going to have a look at it. He's still.
I've been told that it's not easy to find your way through.
No, he's trying.
You're looking for Brocha stuff. Hey, you have to first find out who's the Magid Shiur.
So he's changed it. So he's fixing it up, but it's not quite there yet. Okay, two lines in the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So we're talking about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvi. So he says, Afal Pisha Kara Adam Kriyat Shema Beis HaKnesses. Even though a person said Shema in Shul, let's say it's from Davan Mayriv, whatever, he said Shema Shel Arvis in a normal fashion, mitzvah it creates the Al Mitosa. It's a mitzvah to say it again, literally on his bed, but Kriya Shema Lamita right before going to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yosi, my cry, what's the pasuk that's hinting at this concept? Rigzu vi alta chato, which we say in the psukim there. Rigzu vi alta chato. Rigzu generally means get angry, but in this case it probably just means get excited, and you won't sin. Imru v'vavchem, say in your heart. So talking about things in your heart refers to Shema. We'll see. Al mishkavchem, as you're about to lie down. V'doim v'sel, and then be quiet because you're going to go to sleep, and we don't want you to talk in your sleep. Amar Rav Nachman, top of the page. Okay. Im talmid chacham hu, ein tzarich. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't need to. He got it right the first time, so he's not going to need to say Shema. So the whole concept of Shema Lamita is the idea is to get you prepared when you're going to sleep that you should have good things before you go to sleep. So if it's a Talmud Chacham, he says he doesn't need to, but he's anyway,
he's
anyway thinking about whatever he's going to sleep with the Torah. Yeah, he's going to sleep with the Torah anyway, so he doesn't need to. Amar Abaya says, make sure he says one psukah de rachmi, one posuk asking for rachmim. Could go in, for example, be yodcha avki bruchi, in your hand I will give my spirit, my neshama, as a safekeeping. Padisa Oisi Hashem Kael Emes, which of course we say that pasuk also.
So that's interesting, the thing is, we're not saying a bracha. There's no mention of a bracha at all.
About a mafil?
Yes.
No,
this is all the inyan of going to sleep.
We'll talk about it later. We're talking about Shema at the moment. The hamafil will come when we talk about bracha.
So the outlook at Kriya Shema is that it's Divrei Torah before you go to sleep?
Divrei Rachamim maybe. Divrei Torah, Divrei Rachamim. So that's why you say Shema Alamita, and if it's a Talmud Chacham, we still need to say something. Ebbis. Okay, now we had that word, Rigzu V'Al Techato. We had the process. Rigzu, if a poshet, generally means brokers, you know, you get to be angry, but not necessarily in a bad way. We'll see in a second. Amar Reb Levi Bar Choma, Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lachish. La'odem yargiz odem yetzer toiv al yetzer ra. A person should make his yetzer toiv angry or whatever, worked up, agitated, against the yetzer hara. Shenema, rigzul v'al techato. Get excited. V'al techato, and then you won't sin. Im natzchai or nitzchai, im nitzchai, if he defeats, if he just by getting excited, that's enough to defeat the Yetzer Hara, is good. If getting excited by itself isn't enough, you might actually have to learn something, and that will help you. After you finish rigzuing, then you have to say something. If you win against the Yetzer Hara, is mutav, is good. If not, say Shema. When you're going to Shema, it's b'shachpecha. If that's good, it's mutav. If that doesn't work, just remind the Yetzer Hara that one day is going to be death, and there's going to be a day of reckoning. So all of your bright ideas will come home to
roost.
They'll
have their moment of judgment.
Shanem avadoim usela, that at some point you'll have nothing else to say, you'll be quiet forever, and at that point it'll be judged on what you've done. So just remind the Yetzer Hara about that.
It's not quiet forever, it's
clear for me. Okay, but maybe he won't get it if he's so wicked, you know. The Yomar Rav Levi Bar Chama Rishim and Lakish. So now we have a combination, another combination of Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rishim and Lakish. Ma'adich Siv. What's a pasuk in the Chumash in Sechana maybe? Ve'etna lecha esluchas or Evan. I gave you the tablets, the two tablets that Moses brought. Ve'hatoyra ve'hamitzvah. And the Torah and the Mitzvah, Asher Kasavti Lohayroisam, which I wrote in order to teach them. So, what are all these Luchos and Torah and Mitzvah? They're all different things, the Torah. So, Luchos, the other one, Sarah Satibris. The Luchos is that Hashem gave the Ten Commandments on the two tablets. Torah refers to Mikra. That refers to Torah Shabbiksal. Yeah, that's one sort of learning. And the Hamitzvah is Mishnah. That refers to Mishnah. Asher Kasavti, Elo, sorry, I didn't say that. So Torah means Chumash. Like literally Chumash. Well, Chumash, because now we're going to say Asher Kasavti is Elo Nevi Maksuvim. So Torah meant Chumash. Chumash and Chumash Torah. Lohayroisam ze Gemara. And of course, when Rish Lakish talked about Gemara, he didn't mean Daf Yomi. He meant the discussion of the, well, yeah, and the elaboration of the Mishnah. Yeah, that's what Gemara was. The word Gemara just means learning. So you discuss the Mishnah and work out the reasoning and all that sort of stuff.
Because in fact, the name is Talmud.
Yeah, but it's all the words Mishnah, Gemara, Talmud, they all mean learning.
Mishnah Shoina
is. Translation of the word is just learning. So there's different sorts of learning. It's Melamed. So this Pasuk, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, or God says, I gave you all these things. Shakulam nidna l'Moshe Misinai. That all of these things were given to Moshe on Sinai. Hashem says, I gave you all of this stuff, even though it's later on, it evolved later on, but it was all given to Moshe on Sinai. Okay, back to Kriya Shema Lamita. Om Reb Yitzchak, Kol HaKeiru Kriya Shema Al Mitosoi. It once says, Shema Lamita, Ki Ilo Eichetz Cherev Shoshtei Pies Biyodo. It's as if he's holding a double-edged sword to fight off the maziki and the other things that are going on. The praises of Hashem is in their throat, so they're saying Kriya Shema. And that corresponds to a sword of double-edged sword in his hand. My mashma, how do you know that's talking about Kriya Shema Lamita? That's possible to say Kriya Shema Lamita anywhere. All it says is Reu Mos Kel Begrainum. It's Amar Marzutra V'Temer Rav Ashi Meresha Dinyana from the previous pasuk. D'chsev Yalzul Chassidim Bechavet. The Chassidim will rejoice in honor. Yirmanu Amos Kavaisa. Then Rina, we're going to say later on. We talk about Shmonesre in Parak 4. We're going to say Rina means Tfila. Yeah, Yirmanu Amos Kavaisa means they will pray on their beds, which is Kriya Shema Lamita. So they're going to say Kriya Shema Lamita. D'chsev Basrei Rei Myself Begrin and Mecherah Pifu Yes Beyodon. So they have the double edged sword.
Therefore, we say all these pesukim.
Yeah. Just to remind God that this is what the Gemara says. Okay. V'yamar Rav Yitzchak Kol HaKeiru Kriya Shema Mitosai Mezikim B'dilam Himenu. If someone says Kriya Shema Mita, the Mezikim, the Shadim, the demons, the evil spiritual forces, they all stay away from him. Shenemar Uvenei Reshef Yagbiu Oif or Oof, something like that.
We had the Reshef before.
Yeah. We had Neshef before. Yeah, so Reshef is Mazikin. Yeah? As we're going to say in a second. But first of all, Oif means Torah, even though it means chicken, but in this context it means Torah. Shenemar, Hisif Einecha Boi V'Einenu, that if you took your eyes off it, then you missed it. Like Torah, if you take your eyes away from it, you're going to forget whatever you learn. You have to be revising. So when you finish, you know, one cycle, you got to go start again. So that's Torah. So that's the lashon of Hisif. What sends away the Reshef is Torah. What's Reshef? Ve'ein Reshef ela Maziki. Reshef means Maziki. Jenema Mazei Rav Olachumei Reshef. The Ketiv Meriri. This is in Hazinu. So it talks about pangs of hunger and fighting with reshefs, which we're saying now is mazikim, and the ketev meriri, which is also the name of one of the shadim is meriri. So it's reshef is next to meriri, so that's like meriri is a mazik, so reshef is also a mazik. So that tells you that if you have b'nei reshef, that the mazikim might be away, far sent away, that they're kicked off you by learning Torah. Amar Rav Shimon, and so this case has been specifically Kriya Shema L'mita. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Ha'isik B'Torah, Yisurim B'Dilim Himenu. Someone who learns Torah, any kind of afflictions will stay away from him. Shanam Rav Nei Reshef Yad Biyo Oif. So, Oif, we already said, it's Torah. Einu Oif Ala Torah, Shem Mitzvah Nechal Bavi Einenu. Here, he's learning, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, is learning in this context, and Reshef Ela Yisurim, that Reshef refers to affliction, Shanam Mizei Rav, Ala Chomei Reshef. So the previous drash was we put the reshef together with the meriri. And we know that meriri is the name of a shade, so reshef we said is also mazikin, is shaded. But the beginning is mezei rav means hunger, that's yisurim, it's afflictions, yeah, it's oppressions. So if you put the lechumi reshef together with the mezei rav, then just like hunger is an affliction, so lechumi reshef is also afflictions. So by learning Torah, one keeps away afflictions. Amar the Rabbi Yochanan, oh, I feel it like a Shabbos Rabban, Yehudi Maisai, to tell me that learning Torah keeps away afflictions. I don't need a pasuk in Hazinu that no one understands. Because even if you didn't learn Hazinu yet, and you didn't understand such hard words, you know the simple pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Shanem Rav Yomer Hashem said, if you listen to the voice of Hashem, and you'll do what's right in his eyes, and you'll listen to the mitzvahs, and you'll guard all the chukim, all the sicknesses and afflictions which are put on Egypt, I will not put on you. That's part of B'shalach. So Kidu is learning Shmos towards the beginning of his career. He already knows that. So therefore, the pasuk in Hazinu is telling something different. Ella, but what? So what's the thing then? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Kol she'efshel lelasik b'Torah ve'ena yasek. If someone is able to learn Torah and he doesn't, Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe love yisurin b'cha'orin, the God brings upon him ugly yisurin ve'ochim ha'sayin, and makes him iska ugly. It aggravates him, it damages him. Shenemar, now lamti dumia reshesi mitoiv. I was silent. These are three words in a row that all mean silent, really. Now lamti dumia reshesi mitoiv. I was silent from good. That means I wasn't learning Torah. I was silent. Cheevi nekar, and my pain is ugly. We ain't toiv ala Torah. So what even reshesi mitoiv? I was silent from the good thing. That means a person who didn't do good. What's good? Good means Torah. Shenamar ki lekach toiv nasati lachem Torah si al ta'azayvu. Similar to Tzadim Pirkei Avos. It's the same thing.
This was about himself.
No, this is Efshel Elasik B'Torah.
Now,
why it says in first person, Nelamti. Yeah. Well, I don't know if he means that he himself did it, or if I would do it.
We just had a couple of days ago, he was Elasik B'Torah. Yeah. So he's saying Nelamti Dumia.
Yeah, or maybe what he's saying is that if something bad did happen, it must be because I didn't learn enough.
You look at
the look at not because he's a socher who sells things, but he sells his personal possessions because he's desperate for money, so he has to go and pawn his grandmother's engagement ring or something. So the person who's selling it is upset. The person who buys it is happy because he probably got a matzia because the guy was desperate. But the Eibush is not like that. When he gives things, he's not upset. Nasan ham tov liYisrael, he gave away the Torah to the Yidden, and he's happy. It's a good piece of schayra, and I gave it to you. Teirasi al tazayva, therefore don't forsake my Torah. Amar Ravi temer al chizda imrei adam shesurim boin alav. If a person sees that he is getting afflictions, is Yefashmish for Myself. You should look into his deeds and see if there's doing something that is causing them to come. Shanemar, Nach Besadrachenu v'Nach Keira, we shall search our ways and investigate, and then Noshuva Lashem, we will do Tshuva. Pish Pesh V'Loi Motza, what if a person did he looked into himself, and he, honestly, not that he fooled himself, and he found Loi Motza, he couldn't find any avera that he was doing that he deserved such yisurim. As Yitla V'Bitl Torah. But you can always fall back on Bittul Torah, because no matter how big a tzaddik one is, there's always time that we waste when we could be learning Torah. Shanemar, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiasrenu Ka. Fortunate is a person that God afflicts. Umiteiros Chazalam Denu. And it's the teacher from the Torah. That means if you're not doing the Torah, you're getting the afflictions. V'im Talibul Emotza. If he found that Hitaka learns all day long and he never had a spare minute that he wasn't learning, and he still couldn't find any reason for this Yisurin, the Yadua, she Yisurin Shalavahe. So then it's just love taps from Hashem. Yisurin Shalava. Shanamar ki esa shayehav Hashem yechiyach. One who loves God will rebuke. And what's the purpose of all that? To get more, build up more credits for Olam Haba. The more you put up with an Olam Haza, the more you get an Olam Haba. So God gives you more Yisurin, you get more credits for later on. So that's the statement of Rava, or Rav Chisda. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Shekash Baruch Hu, Chofetz by Medakiv Yisurin. Someone that God likes, He gives him Yisurin. Shenemar, Hashem, Chofetz Dikai, I'm not reading this properly. Let's get the words right. Daka, yeah. Where am I? Hashem chafetz daka echel. Hashem wants the person that he makes lowly and sick. Is yachal afil like kibla meyava? Maybe if it's what about if the person doesn't want them? If you love me so much, maybe you'll do something that I prefer rather than. This Yisurin. So maybe you would think that even if the person doesn't want them, Hashem will still give them to him. Talmud Lomar, Imtasim Hashem Nafshay. If a person will put guilt on his soul, literally, what does that mean? It's comparing it to an Asham. Ma Asham Ladas, when a person brings a carbon, every carbon has to be brought from a person's own free will. So just like a carbon Asham is only when a person has to say he wants to bring it, you can't just steal the animal from him and take it. Is after Yisurin Ladas, it's only if a person accepts them. Im Kiblo Maschore, what's a reward? Yire Zera, he will see his descendants. Yarich Yomim, he'll live a long life. Not only that,
he'll live longer and suffer more. Thank you
very much. Okay.
Talmud
Miskayim V'Yodai, that is, learning will remain kept safeguarded in his hands. Shenemar. So when he wants what Hashem is giving him, that will be successful. Okay. How can you tell what's Yisurin Shalava? Chad Omar, Elohim Yisurin Shalava. If those Yisurim are not the type that stops you from learning Torah, if a person has such Yisurin that he's unable to learn, then that can't be Yisurin Shalava. Shenemar, Ashrei Gever Shatei Asrenu Ka. But you're still learning Torah, so there can't be that sort of affliction. That's not your spiritual level.
Is it also because a chappos comes on a shaygig, whereas an asham is more not for shaygig. It's more because every carbon you have to bring willingly.
Chappos, you also have to bring. Okay, but the talks about asham. Yeah, I think the pshat is because a carbon is the sign of the chaper alav. Even when a person's mechuyav a carbon, but he still has to bring it willingly. So he says, "Asher gever shekater ka." So if it has bittul, but teras lantana, if it has bittul teira, can't be a surin chalava. The chad amar elohem is surin chalava. The other one of this pair of amaroyim is saying that what's the definition? How do you know if something is surin chalava? Kol she'im ben bittul tefila. If it doesn't stop you from davening, Shenemar Baruch Elokim, Ashalay Hesed Filasi Vechazde Meiti, I'm blessing Hashem because He didn't take away my davening. That means I'm still able to daven. If a person is so incapacitated that he can't daven, that's not Yisurin Shalava. Amal Harabi Abba Bered Rav Chiya Bar Abba Hachi Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yechida. So these two, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi and Rav Acha Bar Chanina, were arguing. Came along Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and he said that Rav Chiya Bar Abba, which is his father, said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Eilu Ve'eilu Yisur and Shalav Ahein, that even if it does stop him learning Torah, whatever it is, if the person is a good guy and he's getting Yisur, and it's Yisur Shalav, it doesn't give any. But not this kind of Yisurin, and not that kind of Yisurin, and all sorts of asterisks next to it. Ella, Matav Olam Ayah says, "B'Teirazus Lamdenu, Altukas Lamdenu, Ella Tlamdenu." That means Tlamdenu means he would learn Torah while he has the Yisurin. Tlamdenu means he will teach it. What does he mean? He will teach it. He'll teach you about the Yisurin. Davar Zeh B'Teirazus Tlamdenu. Hashem teaches you this concept from the Torah. When you have an eved, a slave, an eved knani, and the master knocks out his tooth or knocks out his eye, so the eved goes free. Yeah, is so we learn a kavachemer, madach shein va'ayin, just like what do we see by the tooth or the eye? Shein echad mevaru shel adam. The master only knocked out one piece, one part of the eved's body. But Eved Yotze Behen L'Cheirus, the Eved gets his freedom, is Yisurin. So when a person gets affliction, Shema Markin Kol Guf HaShalotam, which are cleansing the whole body of the person, so it affects all of him, Alachas Kam V'Kamo. That means he deserves or corresponds to Cheirus. He should get freedom, he should get a good outcome. Which is along the lines of Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, the Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish never bris b'melach. There's a covenant with salt. Salt apparently never goes off. V'nemar bris b'yisurin, and there's a covenant with his afflictions. Where do we see the psukim? Nemar bris b'melach. Where do we see there's a covenant with salt? Steve le'sash bris melach bris etc. Elakecha me'amichasecha. That means every carbon. Whenever you bring a carbon, there has to be salt with it on the mizbeach. So that's the bris melach, osash bris melach bris. It's a covenant. It's part of the covenant that there's always salt. V'nama bris b'yisurin. Where do we see the word bris used regarding afflictions? The same ela divrei habris. At the end of the tzedekha parshas kisavai, the ending is ela divrei habris. These are the words of a covenant. Is ma bris amu b'melach, just like salt, which has a bris. Melach bam tekis is a basal, the salt gives better, doesn't sweeten the meat, but it gives a better taste. It gives a good taste in the meat. And Zav Brisa Om B'Yisurin, so the same thing with Yisurin. Yisurin and Mark and Kolban Shlodom, that Yisurin are cleansing all the sins of a person and so giving a better taste to the situation by cleansing the sins of the person. Okay, now, further on the concept of Yisurin. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. Shalosh Matanis Tevis Nasan Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Eved gave the Yidin three good presents. V'chulun le'nasan elay yaday Yisurin. And they were all given through afflictions. Elu hein, and these are them. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Let's discuss. Torah minayin, where do we see? Torah, shenemar ashre geva shatiyas tren l'ka, u'miteiros asalam denu. That fortunate person, God afflicts him and gives him Torah. So learning Torah is through affliction. Eretz Yisrael, Dichtiv, Kekasha Yasser, Rishas Beno, Yasham Lekecham Yasreka. In Pashas Ekev, it says the way a man punishes his son when he deserves it, that's how Hashem afflicts you. Oksiv Basray, and then the next pasuk is Kehashem Alekechem Aviachal Eretz Toivah, that Hashem is bringing you to a good land. So in order to get the good land, you have to go through the Yisurin. And Olam Haba shall save Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. A mitzvah is a candle. Torah is a light. V'derech Chayim Techachas Musar. And the way of life is through getting rebukes of affliction. Tani Tana Kamed Rebechon and Kala Isik V'Torah Gmilas Chasadik. Someone who is involved in Torah and he is doing Gmilas Chasadim. Turn the page. But Kever as Bonov. And he's also had the affliction that he's lost his children and buries his children. Is Mechon Le'al Kol HaVenoisov. So he's forgiven for all his sins by virtue of that. Is Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to this this brisa quota, the Tani Tana. He said to Mishlam Atag Minas Hasadim, I understand, Torah Minas Hasadim, to see, Bechesed Ve'emes Yechupar Avoin, with kindness and truth, a sin will be forgiven. And what is Chesed Ve'emes? Chesed Zud Minas Hasadim. Kindness means kindness. Shanema Reidev Tzedaka Ve'chesed Yim Tzachayim. And there it says that a person who chases after Tzedaka Ve'chesed will find life. It'll find life and charity and honor. So that's what chesed is. Okay, I see that if you have chesed, is you getting life and stock and covet. So I can understand. The next part of the pasuk chesed ve'emes, emes u'toyrah. Shenemar emes kenei ve'al timkor. Acquire truth and don't sell it. Keep it. So with that, yechupa rovan, I get all that. Where'd you get this idea that a person who buries his children is Tana Leahu Saba, Mishur Shimon Yechai? So there was another elderly gentleman there who quoted a brace in the name of Shimon Yechai. Asya Oven Oven. It's not Oven Oven, really nice, sir. It's not the usual Oven Oven. He learns Xavier Shabbat from the word Oven. See, it says, with kindness and truth, a sin will be forgiven. When it talks about children who get punished for the sins of the father, that he pays for the sin of the fathers with the sons. Yeah, so of course, we know it says, so it depends if the son is following in the footsteps of the father. So it's Gzeirah Shava anyway. It talks about when a person buries his sons, it's oven, and therefore it's mechaper the oven. Amar Rav
Yechanan.
It was. We're going to come to that in a second. Yeah, it's here. Amar Rav Yechanan. Negayim uvanim, a person who gets a nega, a tsaras, he gets leprosy, what we call, or the death of children, in an yisurin shalava. That kind of yisurin, it's not law. That's not yisurin shalava. Fred Gemara negoyim loy. Why not negoyim? Vatana kol mishayesh beyechad merba maris negoyim halalu. Ein anela mizbeach kapara. If a person who gets one of these four appearances, the different negoyim of tsaras has four different appearances, he gets one of those. He's like a mizbeach. He's atoned. He's forgiven. So Rabbi Yochanan will tell you, yeah, mizbeach kapara hava. Yeah, good. He's forgiven. If you search alav, is does nish. Why have? That's right. That's not your search alav.
The
boy same.
The nega is because the person has a chet usually gets a hara. It's the Eibush to simon to him.
Okay, the whole thing he was saying is in the person couldn't find that he did something that deserved it. Yeah, so Yisurin Shalava. Rebbechim says, this ain't no Yisurin Shalava here. But Ibai Seima, Halan Vahalahu. Or you can say, it depends. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, when a person who has Taras is kicked out of the city and he can't do the normal things that a person does in Yerushalayim, so then it's not your spiritual love. But Lalon, for us in Bavel, for us having Taras is no big deal, because we can't go into the Beis Hamikdash anyhow. We can't take part in all of the activities. We're not sent to Chutz L'machaneh. So therefore, that could be a spiritual love. Or it depends if anyone knows about it. If the Negoyim is under his clothes and no one can see it, so that could be a Yisurin Shalava, but if it's out in the open and it's on his face and whatever, then it's not Yisurin Shalava. Okay, now, what about Bonim? Rabbi Yechanan said Bonim is not Yisurin Shalava. Bonim lo is nish, does hechidami. Ilem the havalahu, the mesu. If the pshat of Bonim is that a person had children and they died, how can Rabbi Yechanan himself say it's not Yisurin Shalava? The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, then Gromad Asirab, here is the bone of my 10th son, that he buried. And with Rabbi Yochanan, assumption is that it's any punishments he'd get would be Yisurin Shalava, because he didn't do Averis. It was Rabbi Yochanan. So how can you say it's not Yisurin Shalava? Ella, so the pshat must be hadalei havalei klal. If he didn't have any children at all, that is not yisurin chalava. The hada havalei b'meisa. If he had children, they died. That is yisurin chalava. Yeah, great. Okay, let's move on. Rav Chiya bar Abba cholash. Rav Chiya bar Abba got sick. Ola gaber Rav Yechonon came to visit him. Amalei chavivin alech yisurin. Are you enjoying? You're enjoying these yisurin? Amalei loy. Like hem v'lei scharod. He says, no, I'd rather not have them and not have the reward. Amalei. So he told him, have the yadcha. Give me your hand. Yav le yadiv ukme. He gave him his hand and he got up and he was healed, cured.
Laid hands upon
him. Yes, Rabbi Yechonon cholash. Then Rabbi Yechonon got sick. Ola gaber Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to him. Same story. Amalei chaviv alech yisurin. Are you enjoying the yisurin? Amalei loy hem v'lei scharon. I'd rather not have them and not have the reward. Is amalei hav le yadcha. So he says, give me your hand. Yav le yadiv ukme. Fred the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonon was able to do this for. For someone else, or Chibar Abba, is why can't he do it himself? Did they say physician heal themselves? Amai, look at Rabbi Yechonon Avshe. Why can't Rabbi Yechonon heal himself? Is Amri and for the Gemara in Chavush Matiratzu Beis Asurim. A prisoner can't escape from jail. He needs someone to help on the outside. Yeah, you can't get yourself out of jail all by yourself. You could be the greatest escape artist, but you still need some outside help.
So in other words, these supposedly Yisurim Yav and the Baal wasn't prepared to accept himself, Yechon, and remove
that. Yeah, because he has to have a Kabbalah Baal. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yechon couldn't do it himself. He needed help from Rabbi Chanina. Then was Rabbi Eliezer, now there's different gears associated with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. It's more like Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Yechon came to visit him. Yeah, Chalash, he got sick. Ola gaber Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon came to visit him. Chazad Havakoni, the bias awful. He saw that he was in a dark house. His galal adore. Rabbi Yechonon had very shiny skin. He was a shining type of guy. Yeah, and so he rolled up his sleeves, and it lit up the house. Rinof on the hira. And Chazad, when he looked at Rabbi Yechonon, now he could see. So he looked at Rabbi Lazar and he sees that he's crying. Chazia, they have a kabachi, Rabbi Lazar. Amalei, my kabachi, he says, what are you crying for? If it's because he didn't learn enough Torah. Not that he didn't learn Torah, but you wanted to learn even more than what you did. You still shouldn't be upset, because we learned in Menachos regarding karbonis, that whether you give a lot or you give a little, it doesn't matter about your chavali, but the shemaim. A poor person gives a little, a rich person gives a lot. It doesn't matter as long as the kavanah is good. So if you learned as much as you could, you're upset that you could have learned even more. You shouldn't be upset about that. What are you crying for? Ve'im ishum izoini, you're crying because you haven't got enough food. You can't always get as tansel of halachasas. You have Torah, you don't get food. Well, you know, can't have everything. Ve'im ishum boni. And if you're because of your children that died, Dane Gramada Syria Bobbir. This is my tenth one. So
that one must have been comforting for him.
Yeah, that must have been comforting, yes. This is what are you crying for? Even I had one out of ten. Zamalay, Sir of Lord said, No. What I'm crying about is Lahai Shufra, the Baliba Africa Bakina. This beautiful person, this beautiful body, this beautiful human being is going to end up in the dirt on 6 feet under. That's what I'm crying about. It's Rabbi Yechonon. Said, oh, Alda Vadeka Bechisa, yeah, that's worth crying for. So they're both crying together. Eventually, Rabbi Yechonon remembered the scripts from the other stories. And Amalei Chaviv Alecha Yisurim, he said, he wants these. Are you enjoying all these afflictions? Amalei Eloi, hey, let's go. He said, not them, not the reward. Amalei, have a yadcha. You have a yad, they were ukme. Finally got to the point. Rav Huna takifulei arba mea dani de chamri. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that went off. Takifu, they turned into, that means they got too strong, they turned into vinegar. Ola gabe Rabbi Huda, achor, Rav Sal Chassidah, Rabbana. Rabbi Huda, the brother of Rav Sal Chassidah, the chum, came to visit him. Yamilah. Rav Ada Barahav Rabbanon. V'yamule, they said to him, La'ayin Marv Emili, okay, you need to do a cheshbon nefesh. What averis did you do to deserve this? Amalahu Michashidna Benaychu, are you suspecting me that I did an avera? Amrule, they said to him, Michashikutrabichu David Dinabaladina, you're suspecting the Abish of doing this without any reason? So who is more likely to be suspected? So he said, okay, well, I don't know what I did wrong. If anybody knows anything about me that I did wrong, tell me. Is Amrulay? So they told him, you know what? We heard this rumor that you're not giving the sticks, the twigs to your sharecropper. So the sharecropper was working in the vineyard, and he was getting a share of the grapes, but he wasn't getting his share of the twigs. You're not giving him the share.
So if they knew this, what didn't they tell him?
They were trying to get him to work it out himself, I suppose.
No, but if, in other words, if they're aware that the guy's doing something wrong, it's not appropriate, then why not tell me?
Maybe it was just a rumor.
Maybe they only went for things after.
Yeah, or maybe they went to check after they said this to him, then they went around observing what he was doing. Zamalahu, he said to them, Mika Shavik, what do you want from him? This sharecropper's robbing me blind anyway. He's already taking much more than he deserves. So you're begrudging me a few twigs that I'm trying to recover. Hakaganiv Lelakula, you're stealing everything. So they told him, you're doing a dreidelach over here. You're making justifications, rationalizations. Once you get the taste of Geneva and you rationalize it, then it tastes good. Then it's good. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So we said to them, okay, I accept. From now on, I'm going to give him everything. As Ikra the Amri, some say once he was makabel on himself, hodar chalav havachamer, the vinegar turned back into wine. That the price of vinegar went up and actually came to the value of wine, so he didn't actually lose anything. Tanya Malone, Brisa, Abba Ben Yamin Emer, Ashnei Dvorim, Isim Mitzdar, Kol Yama. There were two things that I was, Mitzdar means I was at pains to make sure they happened all my life. Al Filosi, Shetahelif Nehmi, it does it back to Krishna Lamita. So this is talking about Filosi, this is Shman Esrei. I should daven in front of my bed, we'll see in a minute what that means. And my bed should be facing north-south. Why? Is what do you mean my davening should be in front of the bed? What does that mean? You mean that you stand in front of the bed and say Shemana Esrei? That can't be. How do we know that when a person davens Shemana Esrei, there should be nothing between him and the wall? Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall by his spowl to daven. So we want to daven with a bed in front of you. It doesn't mean in front of his bed. That means as soon as he gets up, he davens right away. So that was thing number one, that he should daven straight away. Thing number two was on mitzvah. He had a suna be top on the door, and the bed should be north south. The person who has his bed facing your town, having the bottom scarring, he gets male children. And taking the word tzifuncha and making it a tzofin. So north south, and that's where you're filling up your belly. That's when you have children. It's a euphemism. Similarly, his wife will not have any miscarriages. That her betzen will be full. That she had children in her belly and had the children. Okay.